Hello, everyone. This is Eric Pennington, and welcome to the Spirit of EQ podcast. We're glad that you've tuned in. Hey, a few things we wanted to tell you at the beginning of the show, and that's this podcast was created to be a tool to help you, primarily to discover and grow your EQ. Science and our own lived experiences confirm that the better we are at managing our emotions, the better we're going to be at making decisions, which leads to a better life. And that's something we all want. We're glad that you've taken out the time today to listen and hope that something that you hear will lead to a breakthrough. Hey, one last thing. We'd really appreciate a review on whichever platform you use to listen. And if you want to, leave some comments about what you heard today, as well as follow and subscribe. That way you won't miss a single episode as we continue this journey. And with that, the show begins. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Eric?
Hey, I'm doing good. Something's been on my mind a lot lately. And maybe it's my obsessive thinking that wants to try to solve it. When I look back over my last year and a half, it's been such a blend of loss and what's the other word I'm looking for? Valley experiences, those kind of things, of which our audience knows a little bit about because I've shared. And it's really fueled in me this idea about being here now today and being thankful that I have today and to be very, very vigilant in staying away from a disease that I call taking things for granted.
Okay.
Right. And we all in our audience, we've heard that term before. Don't take this for granted. Don't, you know, you don't want to take anything for granted,
right.
You know, leads to regret. And it's a worn out statement. And I think maybe one of the reasons why it's so worn out is because we know just how it can create regret.
Right.
When it was, we got caught off guard because we weren't paying attention, right? We kind of thought that it would just always be there for us, right? Fill in the blank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could be our health, could be relationships, could be work, career, job, business, whatever, right? So what I'd like to do today to start would be, can you share a time of when you took something or someone for granted and what was the outcome?
Well, as I've talked about before, actually, we did an episode of my issue with panic attacks and anxiety. And one of the things that I was taking that I took for granted was the control I had over living in the situation that is happening around me, whether it was whatever it was. You know, I just went about my day. I didn't have to think about things, triggering things, things that I know would cause me problems. And I never considered that that would not always be there. And then all of a sudden, in literally a blink of the eye, it was all gone. And so I took that freedom of being able to live that way. And I'm not trying to get anybody to feel sorry for me, anything, because I've adapted, I think, pretty well to this. But I took for granted that I didn't have to prepare myself for certain situations so that I wouldn't end up with a panic attack or dealing with these things. And for me, that's probably one of the biggest things in my life that I'd taken for granted, and then it was just gone. And maybe if I paid attention to it more, it might not have got taken away. I don't know. But for me, that's probably the biggest one.
Yeah. Would you say, or how would you say adapting post that loss has gone for you?
It's taken work. It's something that I constantly have to think about, which takes energy to do that. But it's very rare that I deal with this anymore. So, so one of the things I'm grateful for were the therapists that helped me develop the tools to learn how to deal with this. So I'm not taking for granted that. That's something I'll always be grateful for. And I can't forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So, my story is, and I'm sure it goes back to my, my childhood, maybe my early teen years, circumstances that created in me this fire, to, perform. And perform was to compensate for, certain family dynamics that were lacking. And some of it was perform to seek, validation. You know, my parents were, not very verbal in nature, especially my father. And I think that was probably indicative of the generation in which he came from. And by consequence, what that did, it left me with a lot of question marks, you know, things that I didn't know how to navigate in life, relationships, on down, right? So I would just perform my way. And if I got applause for my performance, then to me, that was a clue, that was a cue that, okay, everything's good.
Okay.
And I mean, I spent probably decades. That was always my go-to. And I typically did it really, really well in virtually every part of my life until, and I always joke about this. I probably have mentioned it on the show. You know, Superman should never forget that there is this substance called kryptonite.
Right.
But when you have such a long streak of performing your way in and performing your way out, you tend to forget or take for granted that there is this substance called kryptonite. And that was introduced to me in, I want to say it was like 2017, because I got into a situation with a family dynamic again, where I could not perform my way out. I could not, it just, I was rendered rather useless, fatigued, unable.
How did that feel?
It felt a blend of frustration and embarrassment, and I'll call it self-embarrassment.
Okay.
Because the frustration was, you know, like, you know, when you your car always starts, it's just, it always starts. And then you got one day where you in this time frame we live in, Jeff, pushing the button, and it won't turn over. And then you push it again. And then you keep, for some reason in our heads, at least I know with me, I think that if I just keep trying it and do it more, that it'll just magically start.
I had that happen once, and I tried a different finger. Didn't work.
Right? And that's what it felt like. It felt like, well, wait a minute. Come on. This is supposed to work. And then when I realized that what I was dealing with was kryptonite, I felt embarrassed, because it was like part of me goes, you didn't actually think you were really Superman, right? You didn't actually think that you wouldn't be impacted by these kind of things, and that you might encounter something that you can't handle on your own. Mm-hmm. And it was like that resignation to, wow, I am a human. I am all the things that everyone else is in this regard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, therapy, I had a great therapist that helped me kind of understand some things, and helped me navigate what was going to come after, right? And it worked really well. But one of the things that it did, kind of going back to what I'd asked you about what was it like post the realization, was that I'm not responsible for everything and everyone.
Right.
The world is not on my shoulders. And you know what, Jeff? If today is the last day I'm going to walk this planet, more than likely, you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to breathe. Mm-hmm. You'll say hello to Michelle. You guys will go to the grocery store. You're going to go to the birthday party for your grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that power. I'm not that integral to the universe operating as it should.
Right now, if you're not in the United States, just hear what I'm saying. We, as a people, maybe this isn't where you want to go, but I'm sorry.
No, okay, go ahead.
99% of us woke up the same way we did as before the last election. And our day went about the same way. You know, it's, we take for granted that we have a country that's a possible thing to do. In other countries, when there's a regime change, people are going to die, you know?
Well, you know, Jeff, you bringing this up is really connected to where I wanted to go next.
Okay.
And it relates to alluding to this as a disease. And I'm going to get to your point about the election and waking up and so forth in other countries here in a second. But I do believe, at least if I could say by observation, and because I experienced it, and I've had to do some real intentional work in not taking things for granted, whether it be like the family stuff or about what I'm responsible for, and it covers a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the biggest or what I would say one of the best cures for this disease or treatment of this disease of taking things for granted is curiosity and reflection, right?
Okay.
And maybe a bit of self-empathy as an added flavor. And that really makes me concerned, Jeff, because I think curiosity and reflection, I'm not saying they've disappeared, but they're not as, it's not as readily seen, readily available, whatever you want to use the term. It's not very popular anymore.
Right.
And I believe it's costing us because we now are advancing at such a clip, and maybe that's in quotes, where, at least in the United States, as I can speak to, we can have whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want, in a nano, right? And just snap the finger. And it, I believe, is so bad that this disease has now where we don't even recognize it as it's happening right underneath our feet. And here's where I was going. I'm going to connect to what you were talking about as far as waking up, and it's even from past elections and this one, and then also regime changes in places. So as I have said, this is intentional work. So I've been thinking about it a lot, and I decided to look up the song America the Beautiful.
Mm.
Right. And I've heard that a million times living in the United States, you know, typically around July 4th, you're going to hear it, right? Mm-hmm. Or some other day that's very patriotic. And I decided to just do a little bit of a deeper dive into who wrote it and what was the circumstances for writing it. And I'm not going to read off verbatim all the story, but the lady that wrote that song, a lot of it was inspired by a trip she was on heading from, I believe it was somewhere, I don't know if it was on the East Coast, but it was somewhere traveling west from the eastern part of the United mm-hmm. States, and the things that she encountered and she saw. And I believe it was written in 1893. I may have that date wrong, But the main point is if you read the lyrics to that song, it's a deeply, it's filled with gratitude for all that is here and all mm-hmm. that we have. And again, written at this point, a long, long time ago.
And now back to the episode. And we'll be back to the episode after this. Jeff, what is the SEQ Development Report?
I'm glad you asked me that, Eric. The SEQ Development Report is something that we here at Spirit of EQ have developed to blend the idea of emotional intelligence with a person's spiritual life. And we're not talking about religion. We're talking about how they connect with themselves, other people, and the world around them.
Why is it important?
I think it's important because it allows someone to see where they stand, to give them information about maybe parts of their life they may need to work on, parts of their life that they're really doing well and learn to leverage it. And it just gives a person a better way of getting through the world.
So how do you get this report?
Well, first, you need to contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Info at Spirit of EQ is just a great way to do it. Then you would take an assessment, 15, 20 minutes, done online. And then after that, the report requires a debrief to go through all the things in it because it's got a ton of information. And then if you want to further your journey, we can do coaching and things like that with you down the road. And that's basically it.
Cool. Thanks, Jeff.
So I decided, Jeff, I was going to download Ray Charles's version of America the Beautiful.
Okay.
And I'm driving in my car and I'm listening to it and I'm starting to tear up. Now, that was a cue for me that maybe this intentional work is this is what it's launching in me. Because I was so filled with gratitude. I started thinking about nature and everything around me as I was driving, and the fact that I could drive, and the fact that I could go wherever I wanted to go. I could do just about anything I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to ask for permission from someone in the government or fill in the blank, right?
Right.
And it then turned to, well, wait a minute. I'm not the only person living in the United States. I mean, should we all feel tremendous gratitude for all that we have and all that we've been given? And I get it, Jeff. There's some who believe, and I'm not robbing anyone of the right to have an opinion or belief at all, but there's some that believe that we're living in a tyrannical landscape and that, you know, freedoms and democracy and the Constitution and are all being shredded and on and on and on. And I, again, I'm not here to like use our podcast as a, is that right or is that wrong? Because that's not the point. But you know what, Jeff? If I did some looking at history, and even if I look at modern day, I'd say we're probably the most lucky people on the planet. And I'd say we're probably the luckiest people maybe in world history. Once again, if you or if someone in our audience disagrees, I won't rob you of that right to disagree. But here's one of the benefits that I'm feeling from doing this. I'm waking up with more gratitude, not just for the United States, truly not just the United States,
right.
But gratitude is now becoming a part of who I am. Whereas I got to tell you, Jeff, I have more years of my life where I kind of just took it for granted. This, you know, I've always had it. I'll always have it. I always get it. I'll always get it. And it hasn't been just America the Beautiful. I've had some circumstances in the last, as I mentioned early on, that have really brought me down to, you should just be thankful that you have today, Eric. You should just be thankful for that and have gratitude. Don't count on tomorrow. Don't overly concern yourself. Just Why don't you just deal with what today is delivering? Why don't you just be here and find as much as you can to not take for granted? I want to give you an opportunity to give some thoughts on some of that, and then we'll kind of wrap it up here in a bit.
The idea of showing gratitude for things, the first thing I'm thinking of, it allows you to actually experience and enjoy them instead of worrying about it. You know, I just watched a couple of documentaries. One was current about what it's like to live in Haiti right now. It's run by the it's criminal, and how different it is for what we have as far as safety. Yeah, we have people shooting people and all that, but it's nothing like what they're dealing with. And the other one was a pretty in-depth documentary on the Tiananmen Square thing that happened in China. How we have the right to protest, to say, hey, you guys in charge, we don't like what's going on, you have to listen to us. They didn't. So those are just some big things, but like you said, just to be able to go about your life and not worry about these kind of restrictions, these kind of, you're not allowed to do that, you know. And that includes, we have the right to make mistakes, too.
So. Yeah, definitely. You know, I was thinking, too, Jeff, is it can't be missed, the intentional work. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stress to our audience, I didn't just wake up one day and put on Ray Charles and then all of a sudden I'm grateful. No, didn't work that way. Does not work that way. And I say it to say, one of the things that I think we can do, and it's part of the work of EQ, is this idea of, and I want to wear out the competency, but it is an intrinsic motivation thing. Mm-hmm. It is an idea that I'm going to be driven by these values that I have, and I'm going to find the way to live the most transcendent life that I can. And that does not come because someone gave it to me, or that I just woke up one day and it just arrived in a nice package. And I say it like that to say, maybe for our audience, maybe for you and I, Jeff, it's our call to do a little bit of an inventory. What might we be taking for granted? And again, if we can do it with curiosity, mm-hmm. with reflection, not judgment, and no calling yourself a bad person because you haven't called your mom in a month. That's not the point.
Right.
But do the inventory. What have I been taking for granted? And then what can I do to not take that for granted? And if it's a case of your mom, you haven't communicated with her, fill in the blank amount of time, what's a plan you could create around communicating more?
Mm-hmm.
And fill in the blank, whatever that is. And I think it'll lead to more gratitude. I think it'll lead to more curiosity and more reflection. I mean, I think all these things get fueled by the intentionality of doing these things, right?
Mm-hmm. You were talking about America the Beautiful. I was thinking of Louis Armstrong. What a Wonderful Life. Listen to the words of that song.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be what we wake up to every day, one of those two songs.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess at some levels, you know, it's my desire for our audience that they live this life of gratitude and not taking things for granted, because things can change quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have alluded to on this show previously, you know, my son was in a tremendously life-threatening accident 8 months ago. And I'm blessed. I'm thankful that his progress has been so wonderful that he's doing things now that would be signs of he's going to be just fine. But I got to tell you, 8 months ago when I got the call, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it wasn't, I didn't really feel a ton of regret during that process when things were really touch and go, right? And Jeff, I'm just going to be, it's another advertisement for doing intentional work on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered with my son to say, I love you. I remembered to hold back and allow him to learn lessons on his own without me telling him what to do. And again, and I know you know this, Jeff, because you know me, this is not an advertisement for how great Eric is, because this work is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can do this. It's just about that intentionality and the discipline to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing now that as I continue to try to get better and better and better at this, I'm not so fazed with all of the chaos anymore. I'm not so fazed with all of the screaming, all of the marketing. It really is not. And it's sharpened the focus. And that's really important. With that, Jeff, we've come to an end.
Yes.
It's a great episode with you as always.
Mm-hmm.
And for our audience, thank you again for tuning in. And we look forward to the next time that we're together. Take care. Hi, everyone. This is Eric again. A couple of things as we've ended the show. We hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you're tuning in on a regular basis. We'd love it if you would give us a great review on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast. It's so appreciative and helps us as we try to get more exposure for the work we do and the episodes that we publish. And we're grateful to you as a listener. The second thing is, just remember, our content is for educational purposes only. It's not intended by any stretch to diagnose or to treat anything that may be occurring in your life or anyone else's life that you may be connected to through the podcast. But once again, we appreciate you tuning in to the shows. And as always, we look forward to the next time that we're together. Take care.